This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Happy birthday to you, Laura. Happy birthday, dear Laura, and me as well. Happy birthday to the both of us.
That was slightly creepy, but I do like Hopeland that we got to celebrate our first birthday as a fully fledged Laura and Duncan show. We
so
survived.
Good.
What else is coming up? Oh, yeah, we did Baby Watch. One of your fellow Hopelanders was expecting, and we'll find out where Ira is up to. You ready to get the podcast going?
Why not?
3, 2, 1.
Why was that so slow? Doesn't matter. Go!
Breakfast is ready!
An embarrassing moment happened in some US supermarkets yesterday when they had to pull their buffalo chicken off the shelf, Laura, because it wasn't in fact buffalo chicken, it was buffalo tuna.
No.
It was mislabeled and people were complaining going, this tastes nothing like chicken.
No, this isn't the buffalo chicken salad I thought I was getting. But to be honest, it's their own fault because it's confusing enough calling something buffalo chicken when buffaloes are not chicken. Buffaloes do not have wings. So for it to be buffalo tuna chicken, like, that's over before it even began.
Could you imagine if buffaloes could fly, though? How majestic would that be?
This is the problem. This is why children believe things like milk comes from just the supermarket or that strawberry milk comes from pink cows. I blame it on moments like this, okay?
Contentious conundrums. Bothering botherations. The People's Court.
What's on your mind, Duncan?
Laura, People's Court's in session today because I want to know how soon after you wake up do you have breakfast? Because in my opinion, Laura.
Yes.
It's not a humble opinion either. In my opinion, there are two types of people in this world.
Okay.
Okay, there are those who can wake up, faff about, wander around aimlessly in the morning, fidget and fumble and figure out what they're going to do and then have breakfast hours later.
I see you looking very directly at our producer, Ali, right now.
Well, I am looking straight at her right now. And then there are Spartan warriors of the morning.
Yes.
Those who would attempt the ninja warrior course who, when their heads pop off the pillow, run straight to the cupboard and consume breakfast because they start their day ready.
And is this you?
Yeah, of course it's me. How can you not wake up with a voracious appetite ready to eat immediately?
Well, I guess you have been starving for about 8 hours, so fair enough. 1-300-40-2020, text line 0-448-40-2020. When do you go for the breakfast?
Do you have something to offer in this, do you, Ali?
Yes, I do. Can I defend myself?
Oh, boy, I guess you could try.
I just like to actually feel hungry, okay? So it takes me a while.
You've had 8 hours of sleep to feel hungry.
I haven't been, you know, conscious in that way. And so it takes me a bit to actually feel like food. And so, I don't know, it's a nicer pleasure when you're eating and you're actually hungry.
So you are like literally spending the morning wandering around trying to figure out how to get hungry?
No, I'm doing other things and then I realize that I'm hungry. But it's very annoying because my husband is like you and he wants to eat straight away, so.
Okay, well, we know who the rational one is in the marriage.
On the text line 0-448-40-2020, Christina says that she doesn't really eat breakfast in the morning, but if she does, it's not straight away either. She's a dawdler, she stays in bed and she looks at her phone for a bit as well.
Oh, man, that's a killer. Like, I think to myself, oh, why would you dawdle when it's breakfast? It's like the most delicious meal of the day.
Morning, Sean. What's your approach?
Yeah, guys, I'm totally with Duncan. I mean, after 8 hours of sleep, your body thinks it's been dying for the last 8 hours. You know, jump in there and do something about it.
Preach it, brother. Preach it. Like, and I'm guessing, Sean, you're a little bit like me. You wake up and as soon as your eyeballs open and see sunlight, right, you think to yourself, I've got to eat some food now.
Yeah, it's just that primal, you know, urge. It's like, man wakes up, must find food.
Mate, can I ask a question, Sean? Are you married to a dawdler who doesn't do that?
I am, actually. Sometimes I think that she sort of dawdles around sometimes waiting to see if I will make something for breakfast.
Oh!
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
Just Jasmine Murray. I love her song. So yeah. She was a finalist in season 8 of American Idol. She had to work pretty hard to overcome her fears of not being good enough. She grew up in a single parent home, youngest of 5.
Wow.
How busy would that be? But she founded a non-profit called 13 Going on 30, a mentoring organisation for young girls.
Amazing.
And then in 2017, she did release her debut single, Fearless. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Now, where are you this morning?
I am currently in Collierville, Tennessee. I'm with my family. We're celebrating the holidays, and one of my sisters has a birthday today. So,
wow, we should acknowledge that it has been 4th of July. So happy 4th of July to you and your family as well.
Thank you so much.
I pride myself on slow smoking barbecue. You got some ribs going on today?
Well, I am actually a pescatarian. When it comes to meat, I kind of eat fish and shrimp and things like that. But so I'm not going to be able to, you know, enjoy the ribs and the barbecue and everything. But everybody else will be enjoying that for me.
Good choice, Jasmine. Yeah. Now, talking music, you got your start in American Idol. Why did you choose to audition?
I auditioned when I was 16, and of course I grew up watching the show, and I've always been musically inclined. I've loved singing. I was in the band for a couple of years. I did show choir, all of that. And so that was just, you know, I was 16 and I was like, well, I can do it now. I would love to be on the show. I would love to get a chance to just get more practice and you know, hopefully make it to the top. And so I took the first opportunity I could. I auditioned in Jacksonville, Florida. And yeah, I mean, made the top 13 that season. And I mean, from there, just so many doors opened up, and I'm so thankful that, like, I mean, God just allowed me to have that opportunity, and I mean, ultimately, it's led me to this point in my life right now.
I want to kind of pause in that moment of being a kid growing up and taking an interest in music. I've got a daughter who absolutely loves to sing and dance, but she's got daddy's curse, Jasmine, which is she struggles to find the key. Did you know straight from the outset that you could find that key, hit it, and you're like, man, I got some pipes on me. I think I could go places.
You know, honestly, from the beginning, I always loved music, but I was always super shy. I felt really great when I was singing in front of my family and, you know, just kind of in front of the mirror and things like that. But then when it was time to actually get on the stage, I was so nervous and just really afraid, and had to get over that because I was like, I really want to do this. And so I just remember, you know, my mom and my sister and my family, they've always been so supportive and really helped me. And I just really practiced a lot because I always wanted to get better. I still do. I feel like God gives us all different gifts and talents, and it's never okay to become too complacent and think, you know, oh yeah, I'm awesome. But to just realize there's always room for growth and improvement and getting better.
Jasmine, the lead single Fearless that we have been loving, How did that song come about?
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm so glad that you love it. Fearless is obviously about overcoming fear, overcoming worry, and I think it's something that we all have experienced at one time or another in our lives, just being afraid of something. And so for me, I have definitely struggled with worry and with anxiety, and more recently in the last couple of years, kind of heightened for me. And so that's actually where that song came from, was from that place in my life dealing with anxiety, and it kind of being a hurdle for me, and just me having to understand that this is not from God. You know, He doesn't give us the spirit of fear. He wants us to be bold, and He wants us to be unafraid and just completely excited about what's to come and not fearing, you know, what's going to come next. Before I even wrote it, though, before I went into the session, I actually had a panic attack, and it was really, really scary for me, and something that was, especially at that time, very new. It was kind of a hard thing to walk through, and I didn't intend to write Fearless that day, but, you know, I think it's really neat that when you allow God to work in your life and you allow yourself to be vulnerable, that even in those really, really rough places, God can birth something really beautiful if you're just obedient to Him and just kind of let your walls down and let people see what's happening in your life and share that with them. And you see that we all have a lot of similar struggles, so it's okay to share that.
Happy birthday to you.
Indeed.
Happy birthday.
This is kind of happy birthday to us.
Yes. To you and I, Hopeland. It is our first birthday.
Yep, 1 year that you've been on radio.
That's it, Laura and Duncan Breakfast Show.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm actually about to play. Our producer, Ali, just said I was meant to press play here, so I'm going to give it a go. This is meant to be celebrating the 1 year birthday, okay?
Sweet.
It's been such a fantastic year of Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
Hey!
Oh, no.
Yeah!
Thanks for waking up at stupid o'clock and making us laugh every morning.
Hmm. And as we stand there to take the bus to work, are you really taking the bus or is the bus taking you?
Thanks for bringing us great music.
Can you take me higher?
Oh, no. Thanks for bringing us hard-hitting news.
Excuse me. Well, Samsung has launched their Galaxy 8 and it was an explosively good launch.
And thanks for being up for any challenge we throw at you.
Juice fast, body reset, clean out our living, eat. I can't even, I'm so frustrated right now.
I think I did it. Okay.
We appreciate the guests you bring on the show.
Dean Cain!
Superman, yes. Dean Cain.
From Dean Cain!
Calm down. We're chatting with him next.
And it's awesome celebrating everyday joys with you.
I'm just giving glory to God because the news is my breast cancer has not grown, has not remained the same, has not shrunk. It has gone.
Oh! Oh, that is awesome.
Bring on another year of Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
I think we can keep trusting Ali. She did a good job.
That was really sweet.
Oh, it's not Bieber Watch. We know he's in Sydney, but no, this is Baby Watch.
Do you remember April the Giraffe and how popular that is?
Yeah.
Well, a cool story came out last week and we're on Baby Watch for this week.
One of your fellow Hopelanders is expecting. Yeah. You may have caught this.
Back in 2015, I went through some pregnancy complications, and so while I was in hospital waiting to give birth to my daughter, I actually had a digital radio listening to Hope, and I was so depressed, and it was just such a horrible time. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then I was so lucky that I actually had a midwife come in, and she was a Christian, and she heard me listening to Hope, and so she sat and she prayed with me, and like luckily everything turned out well with my daughter, and so I'm pretty much due to have my next baby next week, and I need the radio station to be on so I can be listening to Hope again.
Congratulations.
Back up a second, Ira. Are you saying that we're going to be able to be in there delivering a baby with you next week?
Hopefully, not literally, but in spirit, yes.
I've cut two umbilical cords before. I'm happy to do a third.
Oh, there you go. You're
welcome. I think Iris saying no right there. Yeah, we didn't receive an invite, and next week is now this week. So we're joined by Ira to see how Baby Watch is going. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning, Laura Duncan. How are you?
Doing well. Any signs of contractions yet?
Well, I actually had signs of contractions last Thursday night. Oh,
that's
waters broke.
That's wait a minute. Wait.
Sorry, hold on. Waters have broken last Thursday. What?
Yeah, so pretty much the same day I spoke to you, my waters broke. I had contractions. It did end up in a cesarean, but that all worked out for the best. So yes, we already have a little baby here.
I'm so excited. Right. Listen, Ira, I want to say this. I'm a little bit disappointed. I didn't get the call. I was going to be in Hospital Greens down there cutting an umbilical cord. But
I thought early morning was a little bit unfair. Like, you still have to wake up early morning. I thought you'd need a little bit more sleep.
You're such a sweetheart.
So give us as much detail as you're happy to share on radio. How big is baby? Baby is boy or girl? What is baby's name?
So little baby is a girl. Her name is Olivia May. She's 3.375 kilos and 50.5 centimetres.
Wow.
So super healthy, doing well?
Yeah, doing really well.
How's mummy doing?
Yeah, mum's doing good.
Yeah.
Well, mum kinda doesn't have time to really rest up with her 2-year-old.
Yeah, because this is baby number two, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a very very routine I would like to say helpful older sister who she wants to be helpful, but really not. That's okay. She shows the love, so it's all right.
Wow, Ira. Well, congratulations from Hopeland. Duncan is very happy to give foot massages where needed, and he's very good at cleaning up children's bedrooms too.
Oh, awesome. I'll remember that.
Now, Ira, I did have one last question. Why did you elect not to go with the feminine of Duncan, which is obviously Dunkina, or the combination of Laura and Duncan as a name, the DeLorean?
Our surname starts with D, so we didn't want
D. Oh, okay. You know, that makes total sense. Total sense. Yeah.
Thank you, Ira. Congratulations.
New release Thursday.
Yes, talking movies this morning. This one, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Listen, I know school sucks.
Peter, you still with us?
Yeah.
I know you want to save the world, but you're not ready yet.
You're the Spider-Man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. This is just a costume. This is
from the ceiling.
Yeah, it is another Spider-Man. And in place of Russ Matthews this morning, we have the one, the only, Ben McKechnie. Good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Doing well, man. Although, I don't know if I can get excited about this. This is like the third Spider-Man that we've had. I mean, this story has to be incredible to get me excited about it, mate.
Yeah, look, mate, I don't know if I'd say incredible, but Spider-Man Homecoming is really good. And I was so, like you, unexcited about seeing the third Spider-Man franchise or start of a franchise in like 15 years.
Yeah.
This is now the third Spider-Man. And I can report that the film is great. It's one of the most enjoyable, watchable blockbusters this year, easily.
Wow, that's a big call to make. So what story of Spider-Man does it take us into?
Look, you know, pretty much the same one we've seen now. This is the third time, as we just keep saying. But look, I think what Homecoming has done well is it's cast very well. There's a young actor called Tom Holland who's playing Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man. He's great. And the good decision in Homecoming is to make Peter Parker a little bit younger than we've seen him on screen. So he's sort of at the start of high school, which means that if this becomes a franchise, which is likely to, it'll follow Peter Parker through high school, not afterwards, which is what the other Spider-Man movies have done. What's good about that is you get to see a young lad wrestling with these amazing powers in a world where the Avengers are well-known and everyone knows who superheroes are. He wants to be one of the Avengers, but he keeps being told by Iron Man that, you know, go cool your jets, you won't quite get there just yet. So you see a guy going through adolescence trying to deal with all these amazing powers as well as dealing with high school. Mm. And I thought the combination of that worked extremely well.
Okay, Ben, I'm kind of scratching my head a bit because I always think, like, with superhero movies, there's always kind of great conversations that you can kind of have about God in the mix in this. So is this like a really good movie to kind of start that conversation about identity?
Yeah, I reckon it is. Identity is a big one that comes through Homecoming as Peter Parker wrestles with who he actually is, how he would like to tell people. But actually, in an age of social media particularly, he does a really good job of keeping it to himself so he can protect his loved ones.
Mm.
But Duncan and Laura, I was really struck in this film by the character of Peter Parker, how he's a young guy who's fighting a good fight all the time, even in the face of adults who should know better, who are justifying their terrible behavior. And so I thought, in terms of a conversation, if you want to talk about God and Jesus and that kind of stuff, Christians are often talking about being courageous, being bold, standing up for what they believe. Yeah. And that can be a very difficult thing to do when people don't agree with you or don't agree with the things of Jesus. Mm. Spider-Man Homecoming, Peter Parker's not a Christian, but Spider-Man Homecoming, for me at least, left me walking out of the cinema thinking about how can I be bold and courageous for what I want to stand for, the good fight I want to have. And that's for Jesus. And I walked out of a blockbuster in 2017 thinking about that. And I think plenty of people could have conversations along those lines after seeing Spider-Man Homecoming.
Very impressive, Ben. So how many stars out of five do we give it?
A very strong 4 out of 5, guys.
Whoa!
This film, like you guys, wasn't excited, but I came out kind of punching the air and that sort of thing. It's a really good film.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased this morning. Incredible. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. if you catch the Manly ferry to Circular Quay, at the moment, as of yesterday, you can tap your MasterCard on the Opal machine to take the journey. So what's being tested at the moment to go alongside the Opal card or maybe replace it is this idea of using your card to tap on, tap off, and pay for your travel. So at the moment, it's just that section of the ferry line, but okay. They're thinking of opening up to the train network more broadly.
I like the idea, okay? It's one less card in my wallet.
Yeah.
But I also don't like the idea. Here's why.
Okay.
The Opal card feels like it gives me one step removed for fraud, okay?
Yeah.
So if I lose my Opal card, maybe someone can use it for whatever's remaining on it.
Mm-mm.
But if I lose my credit card, I just feel like I'm going to have the people could pick that up and then run amok on public transport.
Well,
what a party animal.
I'm going to Queensland.
I'm on public transport.
But you're certainly giving off more information than you would otherwise be. But I do see one of the reasons why they're doing it, because tourists, when they come into Sydney, the whole Opal thing is really challenging, because you can buy the one-time use.
Totally.
But if they just have a MasterCard or whatever the case may be, they tap it, they travel, and it's not so challenging for the tourism industry within our city.
I think I've just been won over to the idea. I now like it. I like it.
Wow, that was easy to convince.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
After a year of breakfast radio together, we can call ourselves savvy veterans of the morning. And we know how to come in bright-eyed, brissy-tailed, ready to go.
Yeah.
Because we are now officially morning people.
Yep. It
means that we have dinner at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, and you listening right now, you are clearly a morning person
Totally.
Because you are up, you are at work already maybe, you are preparing brekkie. Good on you.
You're totally ready to go. But not everyone is a morning person.
Nope.
And we have been joined this morning by a person learning the ropes for breakfast radio.
Intern Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. How's that morning voice?
Rugged.
You're struggling, aren't you? We need to know, Hopeland, this morning how you help a buddy become a morning person. Rochelle, what is it that you were finding so difficult?
The whole process, really. I'm parked on Struggle Street. Just getting up is hard, and being like having to do stuff when you're up is hard. And
okay, well, let's see where you went wrong last night. What time did you go to bed?
About like 10:30, which is early for me. Which is really early for me.
That is way late.
I'm 21. I go to bed at midnight.
Doesn't matter, man. You're now breakfast person.
No, the options you've got to be a morning person. You go to bed at 7:15.
Yep.
That's like a luxurious long night.
That's a long sleep in.
Or 8:45.
8:45s, hang out with the family for a bit.
Yeah, that's your option.
When did you have dinner?
I had dinner at like 7:30.
What are you doing? That's bedtime. You can't be having dinner at 7. The sun still needs to be up when you're having dinner.
Carbs aren't going to digest.
Yeah. The sun wasn't up when I got up this morning, and that really threw me off.
Okay, did you have a filling breakfast this morning?
I haven't eaten anything yet.
Oh, Rochelle.
Good. Rochelle.
No wonder you're on Struggle Street.
No wonder you're not a morning person. Snack filers.
We'll tell you who you are based on your favorite snack.
1-300-40-2020. You tell us your favorite snack.
Uh-huh.
And then we profile you. Tell you all about yourself.
Look, you're
and then you tell us if we're right or wrong.
And you are becoming a guinea pig this morning. This is a brand new segment.
Brand new.
Our first player this morning is Catherine. Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations for being the first in our game called Snack Files. What is your favorite snack?
Chocolate.
Okay. Excellent. It's like a traditional, straight and narrow kind of snack. But here's the thing, right? This is my guess for Catherine.
Okay.
You give the illusion of being in control and very organized, but you secretly have a cheeky side to you.
Because Catherine...
A mischievous side.
I'm going to say that you compartmentalize things a little bit.
Ooh.
Because life is divided into squares and then also blocks.
Ooh, okay.
I'm guessing you work in an administrative kind of role.
I was thinking teacher. Chocolate's good.
Like that 3 p.m. drawer where your chocolate lives, Catherine. Are we anywhere near correct?
I'm a school teacher.
Come on!
Thank you, Catherine. 1-300-40-2020. Off to a good start. Melissa, hello.
Hello.
So, what is your favourite snack?
A brownie.
Love it. Okay. Melissa, I feel like you kind of got a creative, artistic side to you. You like working with your hands.
Yes.
Because brownies, right, they're kind of a made treat.
Yeah,
and so you like crafting stuff with your hands.
And you're not like Catherine who goes for traditional chocolate. You want to see your chocolate crafted into something great. And I'm guessing that you maybe have brownie with a little bit of nut in there. and probably work in...
I'm thinking a creative field, like an artist, something artisanal.
Are you a designer, Melissa? Are we near?
Not quite. I do have brownies with my with nuts inside, but I'm a physiotherapist and I'm not creative at all.
Oh. You're a physio. You're hands on.
You massage the brownie.
That was my first guess. Handsy.
1-300-40-2020. I don't think you can call her handsy. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi.
All right. What is your favourite snack?
A Kit Kat.
Okay. I don't mean this to cause offence, but maybe at times you're a little bit flaky. You're not always decisive in the decisions that you make.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was going to... So here, this was... As soon as I heard Kit Kat, Rhonda, I thought to myself... Here's a person who knows what she wants to have for a snack, okay? She's got a lot of time for this. I'm guessing you probably have this with a hot beverage and you work corporately. I'm thinking an office-type environment because that is the perfect office snack.
I'm actually going to go with a different profession for you, though, Rhonda. You've got an alternative. I'm imagining a Kit Kat chunky. So I'm imagining that maybe you actually work in a trade environment, a bit more robust. Are we close, Rhonda?
A little bit, yeah. My office has four wheels, so I'm constantly in a vehicle.
Yes!
I'm flaky because I'm a Liberal and I can't make decisions, so I guess you're a little bit right there.
Wow! Yeah. Laura nailed it!
We are doing pretty well so far.
This
okay.
is so much fun.
Final caller, 1-300-40-2020 as we play the guinea pig version of Snack Filer. Hello, Judy. What is your favourite snack?
My favourite snack is cheese and crackers.
I like that. This is a refined lady.
Yes.
Okay. I am actually guessing, Judy, that you are toying with the idea of retirement. Because a cheese and cracker snack lady knows what it is. She wants leisure.
Yes.
Leisure in your life.
But I also think, Judy, that you actually you're quite hospitable because cheese and crackers is the snack of the hostess.
Yes.
That is something someone who's having guests is definitely
loves
putting on the table.
Loves having people over at their house, enjoys parties, enjoys company.
Are you a professional caterer, Judy?
I'm not a professional caterer, but yes, I do like to have people over to my house and... I have 9 children, so our house is always busy and we always have lots of people coming in and out of the house, so I do like to feed a lot of people.
Yes, Judy!
Snack filers!
Wow, I think we've got a gift!
E-L-A-N-O-R-O-U-S. It's kind of a hard word to spell, isn't it?
A little bit complex.
Her next song's going to be called Verisimilitude. It's not as popular. Anyway, so I was trawling all the news stories today, as we do, to bring you the best and juiciest content.
Uh-huh.
And it caught my attention that there is a bangle that is actually a secret hiding place for your hair elastics,
you
ladies.
You do know that you don't wear your hair in ponytails.
I do neither of it. But the reason it caught my attention is because this bangle that is also a hair elastic holder that is becoming so popular actually was drawn to my attention months ago by our breakfast producer, Ali.
Hey, guys.
Trendsetter in our midst. Right. Hello.
And I know.
We chastised you a little bit for your wearing of this bangle because it's like a silver bangle with a dip in it where the band goes around.
And the elastic goes around it and it then looks like a fancy bracelet. And you guys gave me such a hard time. I was like, nah, this thing is going to take off. This is amazing. Mm.
We were doubters.
Mm.
We did not believe you. Listen, you are a... You're a hip girl.
Mm, well.
I don't know if you're a trendsetter, though, and that's what was throwing me off the game, okay?
Yeah,
is I'm like, I look at Ali and I go, there's cool Auntie Ali, okay? But I don't think here is the girl who was on the bleeding edge.
No, usually I am behind the game. I've never taken an Uber or Deliveroo or I only just got a Twitter account, so I'm usually behind the times. But this one, I told you it would take off and now it's in the news.
Well done, Ali B. And it's not actually, it's good because it doesn't cut off circulation, so I see the value.
The only thing that I can think of that I was an early adopter on was mini discs.
Oh.
And they didn't take off.
I was like, I've not heard of them.
You have not heard of them? Laser discs were the other one. Didn't take off either.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
Yeah!
It is Feel Good Friday, talking about your wins for the week, celebrating the moment that stands out to you as being a great one this Friday morning. 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Annalise. What are you celebrating?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not
very
doing
well.
Great.
So recently, I think it was on Monday, Penrith Station had a complete blackout, so no overmics, no timetables whatsoever.
Whoa.
So I took it upon myself because I actually like basically know the whole entire Western Sydney timetable by heart.
Wow.
So what I did was, in the loudest voice I could, was shout out where every train was most likely to go.
Get out of you became the conductor?
Yeah, basically. So I started shouting out, saying, this train will head to Hornsby via Blacktown. Then someone asked, saying, is this train going to yada, yada, yada? Someone, yeah, it's going all stations to Blacktown.
Annalise, this is amazing. I'm going to give you some wet wipes. Stay on the line. We're going to send you out some wet wipes.
Also, like, do we have a fluoro jacket around the building we can give?
So impressive.
1-300-40-2020 is celebrating your win for the week on Hope 1032. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What are you celebrating?
Well, last Sunday, we officially became, my husband and I, officially became godparents. A gorgeous, gorgeous little baby boy, Francis. And we just want to say thank you to Kim and Rick for giving us that huge, huge honour. Godparents.
Congratulations, Amanda.
Brand new godparents. I think you need to stick around and get some wet wipes as well because you're going to need them.
Yeah, 1-300-40-2020. It's Feel Good Friday. Jamie, what are you celebrating?
I'm on my way to work before 9 o'clock, including dropping little one at childcare.
Woo!
What? That's amazing.
Well done. What time do you normally get out of the house of a morning?
My usual hours are till 10 because I never make it.
Now, Jamie, do you have an opportunity to get yourself a latte before you get into work?
Yeah, and I've added into that. I'm actually having a dirty chai, so a chai with coffee.
Come on.
Yes, Jamie, well done. 1-300-40-2020. Jordan, what are you celebrating?
Hello. So today is my final day of uni.
Way!
Ever?
Yep.
Wow, what have you graduated with?
A Bachelor of Teaching and a Bachelor of Arts and Technology.
Yes! Well done. Congratulations.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
That was one of the most fun Feel Good Fridays yet.
You sound very pensive about Feel Good Friday. It was good. Holidays are going to be good. Yes, we're going on 2 weeks holiday, but we will see you when we get back.
Totally going to miss you. Mm-hmm. Sandy? Is that you, Sandy?
No, Sandy's over in the back row.
Oh, we'll see you soon. And Alex.
Alex, front row.
Oh, so good. And Michael, listen, thank you so much.
Michael's class clown. Yeah. We'll see you all when we get back.
Bye.
Subscribe here and there and there and there and there.
Oh, yeah. Our producer says that you need to give us a rating. I'm talking to you right now, Angela. We want 5 stars.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan. 6 till 9 weekdays on Hope 1032.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.